Hey y'all, it's your favorite black ass cousin back for another episode of Freedom, a literary podcast. This is a podcast where we dive into all things that is the black experience, the ups and downs, the highs and lows, just the overall dopeness that we are as a people. Of course, before I get started on anything, I have to send everyone love and hugs and just some positive energy. It's been very heavy due to the death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the others who were on that fatal helicopter crash. So for everyone who's grieving right now, especially for his family and his children, I lost a father. That's a hurt I'd never wish on anyone. So sending everyone love, it's always heavy when the entire internet is kind of zoomed in on one tragic thing. And that's exactly what is happening right now. And rightfully so, because Kobe was, I mean, come on, Black Mamba. But in that energy, let's keep his spirit going, which is why I'm so excited to speak to someone who has that mama mentality. She has that fight, that determination, that purpose. We got a special guest with us today, y'all. Hey, cousin.
Hey, cousin.
How is your energy today?
It is good. I'm actually in a very good mood. Excited to talk to you tonight.
All right, perfect. So I'll just have you, because I hate when I intro people, because I'm like, you can talk about yourself way better than I ever could. So go ahead, tell everybody your name, a little bit about yourself, and about your wonderful organization.
Well, my name is Rakita Taylor. I'm 34 years old. I'm a single mom of two boys. Ages 9 and 11, so y'all know how that go.
Right. Woo, child. And,
yes. And I am the president and founder of Sisters Healing Sisters Incorporated, which is a nonprofit organization based here in Virginia Beach.
Yes. And first of all, kudos to you for being a mother of two boys. Look, we just will give you a round of applause right there for that alone.
Yes.
Girl, I be having my nephews like, oh my God, somebody help me.
Yes. Boy, they are people work.
But just let's dive right into just a little more about the organization. And really truly just your background too. Just tell us, what are some of the things that you guys do in the community, and the things that you stand for with your sisters? Because the thing is, I've seen it so many times. Like, I'll see, like, the food drives and all that, and I'm just like, wow, this is really dope. I wonder who's doing it. And then I'll always see, like, y'all's name and y'all's logo. So I'm like, yes, they better work. And I, you know, did some research to see that it was not only woman-owned, but Black woman-owned. I was like, oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, I loved it. So, you know, just tell everybody a little bit more about your initiatives and things you're doing in the community.
Well, our mission is to empower, educate, and elevate women from all walks of life through different resources, workshops, and outreach. And what that just means is we link clients to resources, we hold back to school drives, we feed the homeless. That's one thing that is like the biggest to our hearts, is feeding the homeless and people in need. We also sponsored 17 kids for Christmas. That was fun.
Yeah. Yes, that's amazing.
And one of the main things that we have done that is something that's like near and dear to my heart is the Healing Closet. We created a closet of gently used and new clothes and shoes and toiletry items that people in the community can come shop for free. Lot of the clothes in the closet are like interview type clothes and things of that nature, because, you know, when you go on an interview, you want to make sure you look the best, and sometimes you don't have the money, and that's where we come in.
I love that, because listen, that's a whole, I won't even get on that soapbox, but I know you and I have very similar perspectives on that. It's like, people don't even realize that when you're battling homelessness and, you know, domestic abuse, like, when you're going through all of that, you're not focused on, oh, I need a nice pantsuit so I can go to this interview. You're like, how am I gonna get out of it? So the fact that y'all are providing this in a non-judgmental way, because a lot of these organizations are like, oh, I'll help you if it's like, if you if you're in this particular bracket, in this particular county, city, whatever. So I love that what you're doing is non-judgmental, non-biased. Like, I'm gonna help you out in whatever situation. And it's not only just giving you someone a quick fix, it's like, hey, let me help you to further better your life in the long term. I'm gonna get you some interview clothes. So when you do get on this interview, to potentially get you a job. And we all know that financial freedom is what leads to liberation for a lot of people in those kind of situations. So absolutely. I love it. So tell me a little more about the kids too. So you said you sponsored 17. So what did 17. Y'all do? Like, tell me how that worked.
Well, what we did, we were supposed to only sponsor 5 families, but we had some great community partners and that helped us sponsor 7 families for Christmas, which equaled out to be 17 kids. Wow. And what we did, because we didn't want to just like shove the gifts in their face and just be like, that's it. What we did was we had a winter wonderland party for them. We had Santa there. We had gifts. We had games. We had food, music. It was so much fun. And just to see the smiles on the kids and the parents' faces was just amazing. My heart was so full.
That's amazing. I love that. Man, I'm telling you, like, just as a kid, like, I know as adults, we get lost in the whole, like, oh, you know, I got to work and buy all this stuff for the holidays, Like, we've gotten to the point where we complain about the holidays and we forget what it means for kids. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, these are the things that they're going to talk about. This is their childhood.
Right.
Like, oh, how was your childhood? How were your holiday childhoods? Like, these are like, you are literally impacting lives, girl. Like, they're gonna remember this, that Christmas holiday where we went to the winter wonderland and that nice lady gave us all this stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's really a part of their existence. That's so dope. I love it.
Yes,
it for was you to be for you to be a like, you as you stated, a single mother yourself, I guess dive a little bit into your background. Like, What sparked this off for you, and what motivated you to get into this? Like, tell us a little bit about your life and your journey to get to this point.
Well, about 7 years ago, it's crazy. It seems like it was yesterday, but it was 7 years ago. I actually had lost a job. It was like a downward spiral, like domino effect. I lost a job, started school, and then I lost my kid's father, unfortunately, to the system. And so I became a single mom, was just going through different things. And I was by myself when I was going through these things. Mm. Now, don't get me wrong. People were around, but I was by myself going through the different battles and stuff. You know, when those doors shut and there's nobody, you know, nobody around, it's just you. So, I definitely, you know, I was going through some things, and I felt really bad, but I also felt empowered. While I was going through those things, I was like, you know, I want to see how I can help other women not go through these same things by herself, not feel the depression and the loneliness that I'm feeling. What can I do to help women in my area? And that's where Sisters Healing Sisters was born. And our whole motto is, when sisters touch and agree, I heal you and you heal me.
And I love that. That is so powerful.
Yes, it just came to me one day, and it means everything to me. And what that just means is, like, sis, I'm still healing too. I'm still healing too. I'm still going through things too. But while I'm healing, let me pull you and let's do this together. Let's see how we can do this together. How can I help you? You know, like, let's feed off of each other.
Right.
So that's how Sisters Healing Sisters, you know, was born. When 7 years ago, my boys were what? They were 2 and 4.
Wow.
2 and 4. And just going through life just with them, just by myself, and just things hitting back to back. I would have to say, my boys really, like, helped me birth this thing, because I was like, I don't want to be a statistic. I don't want to be like the typical mom that's, you know, just depressed and just, you know, getting through life barely. You know, I want to make a change. And while I'm making a change, I want to help others change. So that's how that
came about. I really do commend you too for just being so transparent and honest about it. I feel like there are a lot of mothers, especially Black mothers, who battle that, you know, have that. It's like almost like they're going through this, like, silent depression. It's like, right. Well, I want people to know I'm struggling. Because like you said, people were around, mm-hmm. but it's like, you know, you were kind of battling it all very much alone with just you and your babies.
Right.
You know, mentally, what are some things that you did just to pull yourself out of those moments to get to the point where you can, you know, be creative and let these seeds that, you know, of your organization even blossom? Like, what did you do to even get in a mind state to allow yourself to move forward with it? Like, what are some self-love things that you do that you did in those moments, you know, to help you move along?
Absolutely. The first thing I did was pray. That's the first thing I did was pray. Pray for purpose. You know, praying and just asking God to come in and just help me. And he did just that. And not only did I just pray, I also, you know, did positive self-affirmation daily. You know,
I spoke very life. Important.
Absolutely. You have to speak life into yourself. I spoke life into myself, and not only myself, but everything around me as well. And another big thing that I did that a lot of people don't like to talk about, I went to counseling. I went to counseling, and you know, that definitely helped you know, me as well. And then I journaled and just did things that made me happy. Not stop living for everybody else and started living for myself. Did things that made me happy. And that's, you know, that's how I was able to elevate to where I am now.
I love it. I love it. I'm definitely a major advocate for counseling. Child, I be talking about my therapist like she's my homegirl.
Right.
Like, yeah, and I told my therapist the other day, like, because we need that. Like, we need it. Like, you are absolutely right. And that's why I love that your organization even has the healing in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we focus on so many things when we need to heal.
Absolutely.
So much that has happened to us as a people, as women. Like, we definitely need that. So when I saw the tagline, can you give it to me again? Because I don't want to mess it up.
It's when sisters touch and agree, I heal you and you
and
heal
you
me.
Heal me. Like, girl, I was like, oh yes. I said, oh, my cousins them over there did that, honey. They did that.
yes, absolutely.
So what are some other things that we can look forward to? You know, it is still, we're very much into the new year. Well, first, did you have any 2020 resolutions or affirmations for yourself?
Absolutely. Some things I would say for as far as the organization goes, my goal every year is always to double what I did the year before. Last year, every time we fed the homeless, we were feeding around 50 to 80 people. This year, every time we feed the homeless, I want it to be 150 people. Every time, that's the minimum.
That's right. Yeah.
And I want to hold more workshops than we did last year, because we only had like three workshops last year. So this year we have, you know, different workshops planned to help better the community. And then far as myself, goals that I have for myself is, you know, just to continue growing, building myself up and getting over any fears that I have and just evolving as a person. That's my resolution for myself.
Okay. I love it. And you mentioned the workshops. What type of workshops? I want to just, you know, dive into that a little bit too. What are some of the things that you offer?
We actually have one coming up in February. And you know what? Your podcast is going to know about it first, because I haven't even put it out yet.
Exclusive tea.
Yes. February 22nd, we're having Sis Secure Your Finances and Career. And that's okay. Going to be a workshop. We're going to have a special guest speaker come in and just educate everybody on finances, on everything that there is to know about having healthy finances. And then we're going to have a career portion where we have an expert coming in to talk about careers, you know, obtaining your career, how to interview, how to do a resume. And at the end of the workshop, we're actually going to do mock interviews, and the attendees that come have a chance to shop for free. We have business suits, we have shoes, we have accessories, and wow, we're possibly going to have some coupons and gift cards to give out as well. So that way, not only are you leaving the workshop with information, you're leaving the workshop with product in hand. So that way you can go and be dressed for success for your interview or for your job or whatever.
Right. Oh, yes. Wow. That's dope. And to do this right at the tip of the year, like, my grandmama used to always say, like, be mindful of what you're doing at the beginning of the year, because that's what you could be doing for the rest of the year.
Right.
So I love that y'all are kicking this off, like, right in the beginning of the year to help people really have those tools of success.
Absolutely.
I love it, girl. You seem so very focused and determined for your purpose.
Absolutely.
How did you really just discover your purpose and knowing it? How has it been a benefit to you in walking through this journey of getting to where you are now?
Actually, I prayed and I asked God for purpose. And once God gave me my purpose, which was to help other people, I have been the most peaceful and the most happy that I have ever been in life. Now, it did take some uncomfortable shifts.
Yeah, dive into that, because that's the thing you always hear about.
Yes,
oh yeah, girl, I prayed and then God gave me a mansion. Hallelujah. Like, yes, no.
Yes.
Tell me what happened, sis, before you got there.
Honestly, it took me giving up some things. I'm not even gonna say some things. It took me giving up a lot of things, if not everything. It took me making a choice, because I was working at a corporate job. I was making good money, but I was not happy. I was not happy.
Ooh, physically.
And that's,
I was so not happy. Powerful. That's right. So powerful. Because, you know, like, girl, that's the black, that's the real Black American dream. You better get you a good job, and you better find you a man. You better have some kids. You better
Fit in.
Like that. Like so, a good job. Like, we look at that like, oh my God, that's security. That's stability. That's your life.
Exactly.
So that is powerful. So you left after how many years?
I was there for 3 years. I was there for 3 years, but like I said, I wasn't happy, and God told me to follow my purpose, and one day I didn't even have a full-time job lined up, but I heard so clearly, leave and trust me. So I put in my 2 weeks that day without a strategic plan lined up, but I had a purposeful plan lined up. I knew that I was going to start my nonprofit. And so I put in my 2 weeks that day, and 2 weeks later I left, and then 2 months after that, Sisters Healing Sisters was incorporated.
Wow. And I definitely want you to speak to that too, because people have to, like, when you do it legit,
mm-hmm.
like the baby said, I did it legitly. When you do it legitly,
yes.
that process is, for one, is expensive.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what was that like? Like, were you already knowledgeable on that process? Or I guess, how did you really dive into, you know, taking that step to make it a legitimized, in, you know, incorporating it, all the paperwork? What was that process like? How did handle the learning curve?
I had been researching it for about a year. I have been researching companies like the one that I wanted to start, nonprofits like the one that I wanted to start.
Okay.
Now, like you said, it's people don't understand. It takes some money to start a nonprofit. So I took the savings that I had and I poured that into me starting a nonprofit. It's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
It's a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of, you know, it's red tape, you know. And then, because we were incorporated in October, but we didn't get our 501c3 status until about 5 weeks later. That's a whole nother process. And that process was expedited for us, thank God, because usually that process takes like 6 months.
Yeah,
but we were incorporated in 6 weeks. But that's the main thing, though. If somebody listening wants to start a nonprofit, the first thing you want to do is research not other nonprofits that are like the one that you want to start, you know, and just go from there. Because, like I said, and you it's very important to have your paperwork in order, because they can give you the status, but if you're not keeping up with everything that you're supposed to keep up with, guess what? You're not a nonprofit anymore. So
I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought like kind of once you got the status, you were there.
No, you have to keep up with your, you have to do your taxes. You have to make sure all your records are in order and all that, because at any time they can audit you. And guess what? If your stuff is not in order, they can snatch your status from you. So like, yes, having a nonprofit is great. It is great. But I encourage everybody who wants to start a nonprofit, make sure you research first. So that way you know what you're doing and you know what you're getting yourself into. It's definitely a great thing to get into. But just make sure you know what you're getting yourself into.
Oh yeah, you definitely dropping gems. Yeah, I that's why I was like, oh, I'm gonna let her get all this off. You dropping all the gems, and that's what we need. What else would you say to someone who's listening and they're like, man, you know, I really have this idea. I want to do, you know, blah blah blah. I want to do XYZ, and this is the type of nonprofit I want. Or they're in it and they're feeling discouraged. Like, what are some helpful tips or just some advice that you would give them for someone who's trying to get into what you're doing?
I'm gonna answer that question two ways. I'm gonna answer the first part. If there's something that they want to start, definitely write down what you want to do. That's first and foremost. I'm a big fan of that. Write down exactly what you want to do, and then research. Like I said, research how to start a nonprofit. Research other nonprofits that are like the one that you want to create. And do that. Educate yourself. That's most important. And then for the people who already have a nonprofit that might be feeling discouraged, just like I was last year, because there was a point, nobody really knows this until I told it. I was about to give up last April. I was about to give up. Like, you know what? This is too much. I can't, you know. But then I had to think about, I wasn't doing Sisters Healing Sisters for me. It wasn't for me. I had to take me out of it. It was for everybody else. It was for the community. It was for to better the community. So you have to know, what you're getting yourself into. And if you are going to do it, then do it. Then be 100%. Be all in or don't be in at all. And just at the end of the day, remember why you started. Remember why you started. Always have that in the back of your mind. Remember your why. You know, don't give up. Just because you hit a roadblock, you asked for a grant and they said no, guess what? There's thousands of other people who will give you money. So, you know, don't get discouraged. Remember your why.
And speaking of grants, because, you know, I love to, this whole platform is about shining the spotlight on the people that are out here making moves, because I don't want to wait until you all the way at Essence. I want to do it right now on a good old random day during the week. Like, this is what this platform is all about. So speaking of grants, you were the winner of one. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. We won a $1,500 grant from Sarah Jakes Roberts and Toyota. We won that in October. That was, I was ugly crying on stage, okay?
Yes, girl, you better name drop that so casual. We talking about the Sarah Jakes.
Yes, okay, Sarah Jakes Roberts. That's my girl. That's why I said it casually. That's my girl, okay? She don't know she my girl, but that's my girl.
That's your girl?
Yes. That's
look,
my girl.
For y'all who listen to that don't know, that's T.D. Jakes' daughter. Yes. Honey. T.D. Jakes. Yes. But she has such a powerful platform too. So, you know, just to see that she's even doing something like that to issue out grants and for y'all to be the recipients, like, so deserving, so worthy. And that's truly nothing but a blessing. How did you find out about that to get into put in your application?
I'm gonna tell y'all a couple things with that. That was her Night in the Wild conference tour. I had went to the first one that she had in 2018, and then she had it again last October. So once you got your ticket, about 2 weeks before the conference, they emailed and said, hey, we're giving away a grant. Make a video, tell us about your organization, and tell us what you would do with the money. So me and my vice president, who is my best friend, we made the video. We made the video, said what we would do with the money, and we won. Now, the thing about it is, it just goes back to that other point that you just made about somebody, you know, wanted to give up. We almost didn't go to that conference.
Wow.
We almost didn't go to that conference. Can you imagine not going to that conference? And we would have went like, so yeah. That's another thing. And that's why when I got on stage, that's why I was ugly crying and all of that and like shaking, trying to meet Sarah and hug her, all that, because I just knew what I knew the backstory of that moment. You know what I mean? So
right.
And yeah, so that grant actually helped us with the Christmas, with buying the kids all the toys. So it was wonderful.
Wow. And look at divine timing and divine order. That ain't nothing but a purposeful led life right there. Yes. Like if it was like you said, you almost was like, mine ain't about to go.
Yep.
and look what happens to ultimately come full circle and help you be able to sponsor 17 babies for Christmas. Yes. That's amazing, yes, girl. I'm just so excited for everything that y'all are doing. So I know you said each year you like to increase, but where do you see this going in the next? Because I always like to be forward thinking as well.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you see this in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years of where you would like to see the organization go?
I see a transitional home for women who may be transitioning from one stage of their life to the next. Okay. I see a corporate building, you know, where we're able to not only help people, we're able to employ, you know, people in need as well. I see us just continuously giving back, you know, continuously empowering our community. I see it not only being in Virginia, I see this being like global. So that's what I see.
Yes, I love it. Yes, definitely don't limit yourself to your one neighborhood, because it's so many neighborhoods and communities throughout this entire country that needs the services that you and your great team are providing. So I'm excited, girl. Definitely don't limit yourself. Virginia needs you, but child, they might need you in Houston, or, you know, girl, they might need you all across the place. So that is so dope. That is so dope. And are you guys accepting volunteers? Like, tell us how we can get involved and support as well.
Yes, we are always accepting volunteers. Our Facebook page is Sisters Healing Sisters Inc. And you can inbox us up there, or you can send us an email. All of the contact information is right there on the page. We accept volunteers year round. We have volunteer interest meeting quarterly. We just had our first one 2 weeks ago. We'll have another volunteer interest meeting in April. But if you would like to volunteer, we can always send you an email of the upcoming events that we have. So definitely get in contact with our Facebook page, and then we will send out that information to you.
Okay, and I'll make sure that I list all of the contact information and the info for the podcast as well. But listen, y'all, if y'all need something, if you're looking for something to support this year, you want to be, because that's everybody's resolution, right? Like, I just want to be a better person. I want to give back more. Here is your opportunity. You have a legitimate official business, an organization that is out here giving back directly to the community. Like, the proof is there. Y'all can check the page, check the videos, check the pictures, everything. They've really been putting in the work. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the thing that keeps y'all going is that community support. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, community support.
Yeah, absolutely. We gotta definitely keep that going, because, you know, we gotta keep you guys supported and uplifted, because these are the things that will change our communities. It's so crazy, because I was so excited that I was talking to you, because this past weekend I actually went to the museum in DC, and I'm looking at the African American Museum, and I'm looking at all of our history, our ancestors, of how, you know, despite all the things that were against them, we had all these programs set up for us, you know, back when it was like Jim Crow, we had things. We had things set up for, you know, back with like the Black Panther Party and seeing that they had the free food program. And, you know, it's very similar to the things that you're doing today. So I love to just see it come full circle. And it's even more powerful because, like I said, you are a woman that is leading this. We've always ran, but we ran from behind, the background. Like we running it, but don't nobody know we running it. Like, I love that you and your best friend, because I saw y'all in the video and everything. Like, I love what y'all are doing. Right now, if there's any, and right now and forevermore, if there's anything that, you know, my brand or my people can do for you, y'all definitely have our 100% full support. And like I said, for my listeners, I'll make sure I put all of y'all information so they can find y'all page, volunteer, support, donate, whatever y'all need.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We definitely will be in touch. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But I ain't done with you yet. I got a couple more questions because we do have certain things that we like to ask everybody. Because you are this queen boss and mother, you know, taking care of the community, taking care of your babies, you know, doing what you got to do. But I love to hear, like, what is your vibe, girl? Like, what is, I always ask the one song and the one book or quote or something that you've read that just gets you hype, motivates you, like you hear that or you read that and you just like, ooh, yeah. So I want to know the song that gets you hype or like the quote or a book that you read that keeps you like lit and uplifted and just how you feeling like, oh, yeah, I am a boss. I'm about to get out here.
It's not tough, but it's tough because it's like how do I choose what?
Well, you can give one a couple, song, but I like to,
One song that gets me, it just puts me in my zone every time. Anything, no matter whether I'm happy, sad, going through, not going through, Gracefully Broken by Tasha Cobb, that gets me in my zone. You know, hearing Sarah Jakes Roberts. That's like I told you, that's my girl. I can't even name a particular one because she is just so powerful. Like just
listening to her,
any word from her, it definitely motivates me. So I'm trying to think of one in particular. Girl Get Up. Girl Get Up.
I have seen that one.
It's crazy because the first time I heard that one in 2018, it was before Sisters Hill and Sisters had even started. And I can tell you that definitely helped propel me to do, you know, what I'm doing now with Sisters Hill and Sisters. So, I would have to say that. I would have to say those couple things.
Okay. See, and I love to ask that question because as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a creative, it's like, and on top of that, you out here raising two whole human beings. See, I don't even have no kids yet, and I know, like, it's just like, it's so much going on in our lives. We wear so many hats. We do so many things. So I always like to ask that question just to get, like, a feel of, like, you as your own individual, like, what helps you? Because somebody might be like, oh, I never listened to that. Let me listen to it. And then that becomes something that sparks a catalyst in them to do something. So I always like to ask that question because it's like you, and that's how you learn about new things, learn about new songs, new artists, new videos and things you can watch. So you definitely gave two very good ones because Tasha be singing down. And Miss Sarah always give us a word. So thank you for sharing.
Those are
good.
I want to add one more. I don't even know who it's by, but my son, he used to listen to it all the time last year. I don't know who it's by, but it got me hyped because he'd be hyped when he listened to it. It's called Hold My Sauce. I don't know. I don't know who that one is. And it's crazy because I never thought I'd be that mom. Like, yeah, I like that song. But
like listening to their little music. Like, oh, I like that one.
Yes.
is funny. But I feel the same way. I'm like, who is this? The little baby. I thought it was the baby.
Yeah, how many so babies is it?
Girl be having me feeling like, Lord, I don't know what y'all kids listening to, but I just be rocking, girl.
Yes, me too.
That is too funny. But definitely thank you for joining us on the show today. And just one last time, give everybody your contact information and where they can reach you and how they can find you guys.
You can find us on Facebook at Sisters Healing Sisters Incorporated. Well, Sisters Healing Sisters, Inc. You can find us on Instagram at Sisters Healing Sisters, Inc. Website coming soon, hopefully by the end of February. And then the contact information is right up there. We have a business phone number, email, and everything. You can contact us that way.
Okay. And I know you mentioned earlier the exclusive event that you dropped and told us about earlier. Where will that be on the page as well, so they can find out more information about that?
Yes. Secure Your Finances and Career. That's going to be February 22nd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be an Eventbrite up by Monday, as well as a flyer, so you can sign up for that. That event is free.
All right, perfect, perfect. And give them the tagline one last time, because it's probably my most favorite thing I've heard this year.
Yes. When sisters touch and agree, I heal you and you,
and
heal,
you
me.
Heal me. Yes. Well, thank you so much. And thank y'all so much for tuning in. Again, this was another episode of Freedom, a Literary Podcast, where we dive into all things Black so we can get to know each other, we can bond, we can learn, we can laugh, and we can get liberated, because it's all about that freedom. Make sure y'all tune in next week. Make sure you support our girl, Sister to Sisters, Inc. Make sure you check them out. And peace. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.